Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
And also because you deserve nothing but great music right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul, that is Chris Brown, Tiger, Kevin McCall with the Deuces. That was literally the last time that I heard about Kevin McCall. Oh, was that shady? But anyway, time is exactly 9 minutes past 9 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Hope and pray that your heart is happy today and that you made it safely to work. And also, like we always say, do a little bit of a check-in with us on the WhatsApp line at 0300-01029. Let us know that you actually got to work safely, right? And right now, we're going to have a very insightful conversation as well. We had one earlier on today, but this one is going to be very insightful as well because we are having a conversation with Levine Smith, and she is the National Director at Special Olympics Namibia. And you know what, this team is doing amazing things, man, and I'm really, really happy to have you here. How are you doing today, Levine?
I'm good, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Just move the mic a little bit closer to you, ne? All right, there we go. And also, Levine, look at us on a Tuesday morning, the 17th of June, right? Just doing amazing things as products of VIS. I don't know why I just said that.
Products of Ventuka High School.
Yes, proudly. So Levine and I did go to school together. So really, really happy to have you here. You've been doing amazing things with, obviously, Special Olympics Namibia. How has your week been? What has been the best part so far? I know we're just Tuesday, but what has been the best part of your week so far?
It's just Tuesday, but the week has been really busy up till now.
Yes.
We are busy preparing for Region 5, and our athletes are having a camp at the moment.
Okay.
So the best part was spending time with them, having all the athletes from the regions here, and getting ready for the upcoming competition.
Yeah. That is run about 2 weeks out, right?
Yes, two weeks out.
It's a lot going on for you. So to anyone who's listening right now who may not know, can you tell us a little bit about what Special Olympics is all about and what the mission is at Special Olympics? Olympics Namibia.
So Special Olympics is an international organization that's in 200 countries worldwide. And it's an organization for people with intellectual impairment. So it uses sport as a vehicle basically to create inclusion. Our mission is to provide year-round training and competition for people with intellectual impairment so that they can have the joy of being together, making friends, learning through sport, have interaction and opportunities in life. So that's what we are all about.
So the last time that I actually saw you was when we were doing the, when we were sending the team off to Italy for the floorball, right? Listen, I was so happy that day. And I think it was just testament to the fact that, you know, like, some of our kids might be different, but it's okay. And I'll tell you why. Obviously, you know, the listeners don't know right now that my boys are autistic, right? I came back also just sharing with them. Why am I getting emotional? So silly. I came back also just sharing with them, and even on my social media platforms as well, that, you know what, the kids might be a little bit different, but I think that specific day, that send off, reminded me that they are, like, we see them, you know, and they're so talented. And then we were dancing and having fun on the day. That was fantastic, by the way. Listen, let me not derail. I digress.
But as a mom, I feel your heart. I mean, my son has Down syndrome. And as a mom, I have that same sentiment in my heart. And, I'm just happy for opportunities for our kids.
Come on. Do you know that when I found out, okay, you don't know this, but when I found out that I was expecting twins, right, I wanted to name my, I wanted a boy and a girl, and I was going to name them Ocean and Rainbow. Because those are the two things that make me so happy. And your son's name is Rainbow. So it's just beautiful, man. But yeah, to anyone who's listening right now, can you walk us through some of the main programs and initiatives that Special Olympics Namibia runs around the country?
So we have different programs. Obviously, we have sports and we have a variety of sports. But other than sports, we also have a young athletes program. So the young athletes program are focused on athletes with and without intellectual disability from the age of 2 to 8. And then we also have a lot of health programs. Our health programming is focused on prevention. So it's fitness. It's information sharing. We have health messengers that have to go around and educate other athletes about healthy lifestyles. We do family health forums. We have a big youth program in the country. And in different regions as well.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and then we also do leadership programs. Mm.
So to maybe if you can just take a little bit of time right now, Levine, maybe to reflect on your job. How long have you been with Special Olympics Namibia, by the way?
So I've been the director now for a year and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I've been on the board of Special Olympics Namibia.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I resigned as a board member and applied for office.
Yes.
But yeah, I think my total time it's been 4 years now.
Around about 4 years, right. And I ask this question because I want you to tell us what has been the most fulfilling part of your job. Because you are changing lives every single day. You're giving these kids a voice. You know what I mean? What has been the most fulfilling part of that job?
Well, I think there's definitely moments that stand out.
Mm.
But for me, it's seeing every athlete, the joy in their eyes. You can just sense when they have joy.
Mm.
Like when our athletes compete and they are so proud of themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is the best part of it for me. Our athletes often have to face stigma and bullying, and they struggle to fit in. There's not a lot of opportunities for them. Mm. We don't have enough schools. We don't have enough services.
To accommodate them, yeah.
And when they are on the playing field and they can just be who they are, they can just have fun, and they have opportunities.
Yeah,
it's amazing to see the change in them from
being
the shy person or to I can do this.
Yeah, and coming out of the bubble.
I think that's the best moment ever for me. And it all started back in 2023 when I went to the World Games in Germany. And at the opening ceremony, it was just a beautiful show.
Yeah.
And I couldn't contain my tears.
Oh.
And I just felt at that moment, this is the cherry on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And back in Namibia, I experienced with my own child a bit of the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And I just wanted our kids also to have the cherry on top. So that's my aim with Special Olympics Namibia.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, obviously you do very incredible work, you and your team at Special Olympics Namibia. And I've also seen on your social media, by the way, you need to follow them. I'll send you all the links because they're very, very active in terms of what they're actually doing. You also do school visits, right? Tell us about the school visits. How do you guys identify the schools? What exactly do you do at the schools as well?
Mm-hmm. So at the moment, we have two different programs at schools. The one program is sport at school. And for that, we target schools with special classes or resource schools. That is our special schools like Dagbreek and Morrison, and even in the north. So we provide year-round sports training at the school. So weekly we go and we offer sports for 1 hour. But then we have another program which we call Unified Champion Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we link up schools for athletes or for people with intellectual impairment with mainstream schools, so that they do leadership, community engagement, and sports together. And through this program, we basically create friendships and understanding. So, we are currently busy with this program, and it's really been insightful to see how perceptions change and how friendships actually form
through this program. So to anyone who's listening right now that might also have, you know, kids that will definitely benefit from the programs, right? What programs do you have? Do you guys have outreach? Do you guys have after daycare programs or something at the center that they can probably sign their kids up to?
Yes. So we have programs every afternoon of the week,
Monday
to Friday at our center. So our center is in Kataturra at the youth complex. And every day from 2 to 5, we run programs. So the first part of the afternoon is the education program, where we have lovely teachers that help with homework and teaching. And then after that, we do sports. So on a Monday and Wednesday, we have fitness. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have different sports. At the moment, we do 5 different sports in the afternoons. It's basically to introduce athletes to new sports. And then on a Friday, it's competition day.
Yeah.
So that's what every athlete loves is to play, even if it's just friendlies, play in a team and to win. The opportunity to show off the skills.
And be celebrated, hey? Are these programs for free?
Yes. So Special Olympics doesn't charge anything to any of our athletes. It's absolutely free.
Yeah, yeah.
So any athlete with intellectual impairment or partner without siblings or whoever, friends are welcome to join our programs.
Programs, yeah. Maybe you can also just let us know how can we actually get in touch with Special Olympics Namibia, you know? Maybe the platforms that you're on, contact number. Because I can promise you right now, Levine, the more conversations that I have with parents who have kids with disabilities or special needs, if you will, you get to realize that we have struggles, but we feel that we don't have a community, and this could be a good start. Special Olympics, or taking the kids to the program. So yeah, contact details and where we can reach the team.
So you can just reach us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. You can search for Special Olympics Namibia. Or you can give our office a call. I can share the number.
Yes you can.
081-850-8013.
All right, so that's
081-850-8013.
All right. So to anyone who's listening right now who's also interested in the number, I will also just, you know, I took the number down, so I will share that with you as well. So let's talk about Region 5. How excited on a scale of 10 are you?
12.
All right, you know what? I'm actually going to give you an air horn for that one. Because it's a big project, and I know that you're very busy. I know that your team is really busy and very stressed right now. But also, it's not your first rodeo, right? And you've seen how impactful it is on just the kids themselves, right?
Yes, and it's the first time ever that Special Olympics will participate in Region 5.
Yeah.
And we really hope that going forward, our athletes will have this opportunity
to be included, right? Yeah, so to anyone who's listening, how can we be supportive of Special Olympics Namibia? Do you, I don't know, take donations, or is that maybe just us reaching the office and understanding, first of all, donations? How can, you know, maybe corporates that are listening right now, how can they partner up with Special Olympics Namibia and so forth?
Yeah, I think if they just reach our office, we can share our list of donations that we need. We give lunches daily to the athletes. A lot of our athletes do have needs like tackies or training gear, or when we have teams participating, there's always costs involved. But other than that, just sharing our message, if they know someone with a child with intellectual impairment, just sharing our message, just supporting, following us on Facebook or Instagram, and sharing our stories. That's also very helpful, and cheering on our athletes. Just to understand our athletes at first, I think that's the first step. Because every intellectual disability is so different, and that's not to say everyone with autism is the same, or everyone with Down syndrome. They're still an individual and they have specific needs. So to be sensitive about that, and to appreciate our athletes, love and accept our athletes, and include our athletes. That is the most.
Most important, right? So Levine Smith, who is the National Director of Special Olympics Namibia, thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best, first of all, at the organization itself, but also for Region 5, all right? So be sure to follow them on social media, whatever platforms that you're on. Search Special Olympics Namibia. Give it a follow. Be updated with everything that they're doing. And I think most importantly, with Region 5 coming up early July, just so that we can see how we can be supportive, where we can show up and go scream for the kids, you know what I mean?
We will be in Swakop. Athletics will take place in Swakop.
In Swakop this time around.
But we will definitely post every update on social media. Just help celebrate our athletes.
Come on. Fantastic, man. And if you're at the coast as well, because we do have a frequency and people are tuned in from the coast as well, you're more than welcome to actually go and support the athletes as well. Levine, thank you so much. Blessings to you and your entire team. And we wish you nothing but just success, man, in the future, because you are doing something so powerful and so empowering, and you're changing lives on a daily. May you succeed.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes I get so emotional, and then I get choked up and I can't speak. That's what happened. I will share all the details with you on our WhatsApp line. Please reach out to us on 083-000-1029.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.